Good afternoon. It is Tuesday the 22nd of November and welcome to day 22 of Napod Pomo. We're very close to the home stretch, actually. Not many days left at all. What I want to do for you today is I've had a couple of comments from Simon, SM2N, on Audioboo. And I'm going to address the one that I received first. And it says here, I think playing a piece of music each time is a great idea. And that was in response to my comment, I think on day 20, when I said, I'm running out of things to say, so I'm going to play music instead. And my wife keeps sending me messages. So it is a great idea. And I think I'll do that over the next few days, is play some more music. And what I'll do is I'll base it around some of the best tracks, some of my standout tracks from the last 8.5 years of the Bugcast. He also asks, have you got any jam folder? Now, I haven't played any jam folder. I do not possess any of jam folder's material. I think he might have an ulterior motive for asking, but I'll let him respond to that. But I'm not going to play a piece of music today. And I have a very good reason for this. I've had another question, which I think needs to be addressed slightly more urgently, from Simon. I shall read you the question in full. What's with the eyebrows? Are they real? Are they your own? Do you trim them? Do you dye them? If you do, why? If you don't, why? What part do they play in your data doctoring? Do you have any recommendations for my eyebrows? No, it's all right. I'm still here. I'm just like, what? No, I think this is to do with the cover art on my Napod Pomo series, which is a picture of me looking to my left in black and white. It's a very arty shot. But in fairness, my eyebrows do look a little bit unkempt. In fact, my hair looks a little unkempt as well, what's left of it. So I'm going to answer the question as if it was taken seriously, which of course it isn't. So are they real? Yes. Are they my own? Yes. Although that was kind of the answer to the previous question as well. Do you trim them? Yes. Do you dye them? No. If you do, why? Now I'm going to answer that to the question, do you trim them? I do trim them because if not, I would end up looking like Michael Heseltine. If you do not know who Michael Heseltine is, look him up. Michael Heseltine. Let me see if there's a good image of Michael Heseltine with his eyebrows. It looks like he might have trimmed them actually in his old age. Yeah, there are some in there. But basically, Michael Heseltine's eyebrows are quite leery. Let's put it that way. There might have been someone else that was a bit more leery as well, but I can't remember who that is. Anyway, so yes, I do trim them, and that is the reason why. In the picture I think you're referring to, they weren't particularly trimmed down. Do I dye them? No. If not, why? I don't need to. Many a person has asked me if I'm going to dye my hair because I am going incredibly grey. And the answer is no, I intend to grow old gracefully. But thank you for asking. What part do they play in your data doctoring? You'd be surprised, actually. My eyebrows play a very important part in my data doctoring. I end up, during the course of my day, being showered with data quite regularly. So the eyebrows basically keep the data out of my eyes, which is kind of how they work with rain as well. It's a very similar consistency of material. So the bushy eyebrows do actually keep a lot of data out of my eyes. Do you have any recommendations for my eyebrows? Yes, have some. It's nothing more simple than that. Just have some. Have a pair. If you don't have a pair, grow a pair. Quite frankly, there you go. Thank you, Simon, for that that question. Appreciated it. I really did. So thank you for that. Right. I'm afraid that's it. It's late in the afternoon. It is 10 past six at the time of recording. And I'm a little bit concerned that my family is going to actually come and crash through the door at any moment now, shouting their heads off. So I shall end it there. Thank you very much indeed for listening. Thank you, Simon, for your question. It's really, really good to hear from you. If you want to get in contact, ask me a question, tell me about the music, suggest a question, suggest eyebrows, then drop me an email, napodpomo@thelovebug.org, or you can leave a comment on the place wherever you heard this. You can, of course, follow my progress on the project so far this month over at thelovebug.org/pod. And yeah, I'll catch you tomorrow. Toodaloo.